Well, hello everybody. This is your host Kendi Foster. It's so good to have you again today on the show. It's amazing how many people are listening to this show right now, and I guess it's because of the amazing guests that are coming into our show, and probably the content that's really helping move the needle in so many people's lives. Today, I want to ask you, what do you think it takes to be an entrepreneur? What do you think it takes to be able to get your ideas, your creativity, your juices flowing to really take your life and change it up in ways that you've never thought before? Well, some of you are already entrepreneurs, which is great. So this show is also for you because we've got some strategies today about how to really take that entrepreneurship spirit and be able to up-level it in many ways. But a lot of you are wondering, how do I get my dreams, my visions into the world? You know, I got such a busy life. I don't know how to do this. Do I have to let go of something to get my dreams in the world? Well, probably, but maybe not. So, you know, a lot of us go through a lot of adversity to get to where we are. And the adversity isn't a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing. Now, if you're in the middle of something, you may go, Ken, you're crazy. That's not a good thing for me. But the truth is, we're all tested, and we all have challenges, and we all have great difficulties sometime during our life, or many, many times during our life. You know, I know my life hasn't been that easy. I don't know about yours, but an easy life isn't necessarily a great life. Because if you are a conscious, aware being and you're going through challenges, you're also learning that those challenges are making you stronger, more resilient, more courageous, more powerful. So they're not necessarily bad. Well, today I have a very special guest who's gone through a lot of challenges in his life, and he helps people today become the best version of themselves and get themselves in the media like never before. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Take a quick break and I'll have my guest on the show today.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little known truths about annuities in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says This one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on. Expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking about the courage to be an entrepreneur. My very special guest is Steve Strom. Steve, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be with you. I appreciate it. You know, the first thing I did when you invited me on the show is I looked up what courage means, and which is fascinating. But what it really means is the ability to do something that frightens one. And
well, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, courage is also, it's a force. It's a feeling. It's a power within us that, of course, a lot of people have undeveloped courage. We have to develop it. And, you know, we're going to be talking about some of your courage today, about how you developed that specifically. But before we get to that, I'd like to introduce my audience to you a little bit, Steve. Stephen grew up in a working class family in Newton, Massachusetts. He served in the U.S. Air Force. He became a disabled vet. And then he graduated from Northwestern University. Northeastern. Oh, that's a big difference. Northeastern University. He's a seasoned product publicist. He's a marketer. He's an entrepreneur. He's been featured in Inc. Magazine, Sales and Marketing Management Magazine, Marketing Magazine, Omni Magazine, USA Today. Let's see who else. Boston Globe Herald, Boston Herald, San Francisco Chronicle, and a whole bunch more. Been on radio and all over the place. Now he's on my podcast. How cool is that?
I got to get into trouble, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm glad you joined us. And by the way, I just said you're on my podcast. Well, you are, but you're also on our TV network, and you're also on our radio network. So, Stephen, let's just talk about a little bit about you. By the way, you have a new book out. We're going to be talking about that a little later on in the show, too. But I'd like my audience to get to know you, your resilience. So you were in the service. You got disabled. What happened there?
I was stationed in Thailand in 1967 during the Vietnam War. And I ended up getting a skin disease of all things. So fortunately, I wasn't really hurt, but that experience exposed me to a lot of guys that were. And so I ended up spending 3.5 months in 5 different hospitals till I was finally discharged. And fortunately, I'm in good shape. And that's been the story.
Wow. Well, you had a lot. I read up on you, and you had a lot of challenges over your days. You know, you work with several companies and had some challenging experiences there. Also, a lot of success. But for you, when you're going through these challenges, how does your mind think?
It's interesting what motivates people. I had an experience. I first went to Northeastern in 1966. And after 3 months, I quit. I quit college. It was right in the middle of the Vietnam War. It was a dumb thing to do. I was losing my 2S student deferment. And I knew it was a dumb thing to do. And I enlisted in the Air Force. I went to tell my dad about it. And it was the lowest point in my life. My dad said, you're stupid, just like your brothers, and you're a quitter. Well, Ken, I'll tell you, that floored me. My dad and I straightened things out many years later, but I vowed I would never quit anything again in my life. So that's really a strong motivator, and not quite the way I would motivate my son, or did motivate my son, but it made an impression on me, and as a result, that entrepreneurial road can be awfully, awfully tough. And there were times I wanted to quit, but I wouldn't allow it. And I don't know to what extent my dad helped me realize that. But, I'm also a great believer in process. Once you work with a process that you've been successful with, you can always lean on that process to move forward. And that process and the process of winning becomes your security blanket. That gives you the confidence. That gives you the courage. That gives you the ability to move ahead when sometimes you want to bail out,
Well, I don't know any entrepreneur. I've been coaching for 28 years, and it's kind of funny. They seem to hire me right before the storms hit, and they think they're in the storm, but then the big storms hit. And, as I was saying with the prelogue of the show, it's, people go, we all go through challenges. We're here being tested all the time, especially as an entrepreneur. But those like you just said, that made you stronger. It's like, I'm done. I'm not going to play the quitter's game. I'm going to play the commitment game and overcome whatever I need to overcome. How do you how do you overcome these challenges that you've had in your life?
Well, fortunately, with the help of a terrific wife to whom I've been married 53 years, and I can remember when we lived in California in 1974, we lived in San Francisco, and 75, I had a situation with, I worked for Fireman's Fund American Life Insurance Company, and I took over sales territory that was 49th out of 50 in the country as a life sales representative. Within 3 months, I outproduced my predecessor's entire previous year. I brought the territory up to third place in the company, and my boss called me into his office, and I figured, this is terrific. I'm going to get maybe a raise. And when I went into his office, he said to me, Steve, in life, some people need steak to be happy, and some people are satisfied with pork and beans. He said, around here, pork and beans are just fine. Do you get what I mean? And I was absolutely floored, Ken. How can a sales manager of a major national corporation, international corporation, be upset with somebody outproducing and producing so dramatically? So frankly, I got upset. I took the next 4 weeks and I went down to the Marina Green in San Francisco, sunbathed, made a few telephone calls to clients. And 4 weeks later, I was in the home office at a meeting. The VP in charge of brokerage sales puts his hand on my shoulder, and he says, congratulations. And I looked at him and said, for what? He said, you're leading the company in sales. I said, leading the company in sales? I haven't worked in 4 weeks. shame on you. I'm leading your company in sales. Naturally, he said, come on into my office. Let's talk. Anyway, long story short, I got promoted to write the national sales training program. And I just about got booed off the rostrum when I presented it because I didn't understand corporate politics. Not only did I didn't understand it, I didn't like it. Some people, you know, thrive in that environment. Not me. I'm too achievement oriented. So fortunately, a friend of mine was coming up to the city to visit us and bumped into somebody by the name of Mike Gerber. Mike's a terrific author and entrepreneur. Long story short, I went to work for him. He invited me to become an entrepreneur with him.
And, well, we've had Michael Gerber on the show. He's an amazing, amazing entrepreneur, amazing author.
He's an amazing
guy.
Well,
listen, Matt. Yeah, he is an amazing guy. I'm going to let you finish that story, but I've got to take a quick break. So we'll be right back, and Steve's going to continue on the story of, you know, it's more than his story. It's the story of what I like to pick his brains because I want to know how these amazing, successful entrepreneurs, how they think. You'll want to know, too, when we get back.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Everybody, we're talking to entrepreneur Steven Strom. He's a marketing publicist, and we're talking about his story right now when he just met Michael Gerber, the well-known author, speaker, trainer. Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, Mike was my mentor. He called me up and told me what he was doing. The company at the time was called Newsmaker. I had to make a huge decision at that time, and talk about courage. Really faced myself. I've always tried to be candid with myself, and I was very driven, and I didn't quite know why, and I ultimately figured out why. But at any rate, that decision to go to work with Mike was incredible because it was straight commission for the first time. And I had had a nice company car and good salary and doing extremely well and so forth. And it was so agonizing to make that decision that I literally was on the floor and my head in my wife's lap. But I decided, and she helped me decide to do it. And I had always succeeded in sales. And again, the process of selling reassured me, and my previous successes reassured me that on straight commission, I would be okay. And sure enough, within a few months, Mike and Ace, our other partner, put me on a salary and a company car because I was starting to do very, very well. And at any rate, and I worked like a dog. I learned a tremendous amount about courage. My ace, our other partner, used to say, "Don't think about it, do it." And because he wanted to see something that I produced or an event that I produced and then judge it later. And too many people, and this prevents people from becoming entrepreneurs, they think in terms of the judgment, "Oh, I'm going to try this. If I fail, it'll be bad." No, it's not going to be bad. If you fail, you can learn something and you'll try something new. And that's the essence of entrepreneurship. And that's the freedom of it. And that's what I love about it, about being an entrepreneur. But
I love that. Well, okay. So, you're working with Michael, you're working with the corporate people, you're doing that thing for a while. And then at one point you say, enough, enough. I'm going to go start my own business.
I didn't really say enough. Mike did. My wife and I had promised each other, and it's an external event like it happens so often. We promised each other when we moved to San Francisco that we'd come back home to Boston for the bicentennial. So it was 2 years. It was July 76. I came home for a week. My wife came home for a couple of weeks. And when I got back to San Francisco, Mike called me and said, "Hey, meet me at the airport. We have a gig in Los Angeles." And I was all excited to go to L.A. with him. But on the way back, he said, "Listen, we would like you to start another business with us." And I said, "Look, that wasn't our arrangement. I was working my tail off. I was literally working from 6 in the morning until midnight. And when I was in the 8th grade, I weighed 170. When I, at the end of working with Mike, I weighed 157. It was a killer. So at that point, I decided, no, I don't have the energy to start another business like that, number one. Number two, if I was going to do it, why would I do it as a one-third partner? I'll do it for myself. So I got a book entitled "Where Do I Go From Here with My Life?" And I sat down in those days. I smoked and drank coffee, and I, sat in my kitchen for several weeks, and I came up with a 2-foot by 3-foot shelf paper explaining really what I wanted to do with my life. The book was a discipline that what you did was write several different essays, and then the book correlated everything. And I came up with what needs doing in life, my preferred people environment, my skills, et cetera. And at the same time, my wife and I had been there for 2 years. We decided, we went through an exercise and decided to move back to Boston. So when I came back to Boston, naturally, I was going to, look for a sales management job. I knew I could do it. At that point, I was earning $36,000 a year. The national average was $10,700 then. So I was doing very well, but I had only done it for 6 months and only earned that kind of money for about 4 months. So I came back and I had a couple of job interviews, and one in particular was with a fellow named Walter Cameron at American Career Planning Services in Boston. And I went to see him and he liked me, but he just couldn't get over the fact that I didn't have experience. And I said to him, "Walt, I think I'm going to have to start my own business. If I do, may I call on you?" And he said, "Certainly." So I set up an appointment for 1 o'clock on December 10th, 1976. And I had hired a salesman. Believe it or not, I had put $300 in the bank. I got a logo, letterhead, and business card for $125, hired a straight commission salesman, and arranged this appointment with Walt Cameron. I went into his office and I gave him my pitch and talked about publicity and how publicity is an equalizer. It's the only way that you can become equal to a large company by being covered in the news. So he said to me, "Listen, Steve, I'm not General Electric. I don't have that kind of money." I said, "What have you spent on advertising?" "I've spent $40,000. Our service in those days were $395. I said, "Walt, you spent $40,000. You can't afford not to spend another $400. So he wrote me a check for $400, $395. That was our first order. Len and I, my sales guy, we got so excited. We hop in the elevator, had to go to the bathroom so badly. I hit the 38th floor. We got off, found a men's room. Came out of the men's room. I looked across the hall. This could be divine intervention. There was a sign on the door that said Associated Industries of Massachusetts Directory of Manufacturers available for $15.75. I bought a directory, and Len and I went back and started cold calling. And in that first year, we did $160,000 in business. And in the second year, $360,000. Third year, $450,000. By the end of 10 months, I had 10 full-time people. Now, it took off like a rocket ship. And rather than being elated, I got depressed. And seriously depressed. It's just, you know, you say, well, God, with all that success, here I was 28, 29 years old. I'm earning, over 100 grand, the equivalent today's money of close to $600,000. You know, that's pretty good for a 29-year-old kid. But I got really depressed instead of elated. And I was in, therapy 3 days a week at first to get myself regulated, because I was responsible for 12 families. So I couldn't just quit. So again, courage comes from necessity and so forth. So I ultimately learned why the depression took place. And it relates back to when I was 11 years old, a family situation. My brother and father, my older brother, 7 years older than I am, they had a big major fight. And here I was 11, the same kid, by the way, that's on the cover of my book, not coincidentally. And my mother grabbed me, and the fight was tremendous. And punching each other, my father and my brother. My brother grabbed me and, "Don't ever do anything to hurt me." I mean, what an injunction for an 11-year-old kid to hear. And I discovered that I lived half my life so I wouldn't hurt my mother. In the process, I was hurt. You know, there were tremendous benefits.
I get it. No, I get it. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I really want to shift gears a little bit. I want to get into the book itself. So that people get you at a really deep level. I think we're already getting you at a deep level. That's cool, man. All right, so we'll be right back. I got to take a break. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today for the Voices of Courage show. Again, please let your family, friends, and would-be entrepreneurs in this case, listen to the show and go get Stephen's book. That book will help to not only motivate you, but give you some of the key strategies that he's used. And most importantly, the mindset that he has had to create so much success in his life and the lives of so many. You know, as Stephen discussed, entrepreneurship can be challenging, but it can be very rewarding for you. And what does it take to step into entrepreneurship? What's the first thing you need to do? Well, of course, you have to have a dream. You have to have a vision. And the second thing, I believe you have to have a noble purpose. And third, this is the most important, I believe. You have to step into courage. Courage is the key to your success. And courage is like building a muscle. You know, you go out and you do something that you haven't done before. And you do that maybe for 7 days in a row. That'll start building your courage. You ask questions like, if I were courageous, what are the first three things that I should do today to become an entrepreneur, right? If I were courageous, what are the first three steps I can take today to become an entrepreneur? You ask powerful questions. And then we all have to give or give up something to be an entrepreneur, to really have our dreams come true. Sometimes it feels difficult at first. I know when I started my first business, I had to give up a beautiful car that my dad said, well, listen, you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to go out and buy a service truck. You're going to have to sell that car. And I thought, Dad, that's words of wisdom. I'll get a beautiful car after I make my fortune, which I did, of course. So, we have to give and give up things. And most importantly, it's consistency. It's that commitment. Consistency, along with commitment, providence moves. Consistency and commitment, providence moves. With providence, people, places, and things, everything you need to take your business to the next level. So until next time, I hope you will continue to and look for ways that you can see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then do the impossible. Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Welcome back. I want to just give a shout out to a couple of the organizations that really help us to get this show distributed. One is called UK Health Radio over there in England. Thank you so much for being one of our networks. Also, Triangle Health Magazine, BBS Radio, E360 TV, also TCN, The Courage Network. We want to give you guys a shout out now. And thank all of you, my audience, for letting your family and friends know about these shows. These shows are really transformative. They can really help you to overcome some difficulties you may be going. You know, what I try to do here at these shows is just get a deep dive into the psyche of those that have created success in their lives and, you know, from an authentic place, a point of view. So, you know, we're all one here. We're all connected. We all go through challenges, but this show will help you to inspire greatness within you. So I hope you'll let your family and friends know about us. All right, back to my interview with Stephen Strom, and he was just talking about these childhood traumas that got him into a place where it stopped him. And I think this is so important for the audience, Stephen, because so many people have they have symptoms of lack of success. Maybe they don't have enough cash flow. They don't have enough the relationships. They can't make it work. Their health is having issues. All these things are symptoms of probably about 95% of that is underlying emotional trauma somewhere in your life. So as you well know. Yeah. Sure.
With that event.
So what happens?
Well, with that event, I ended up becoming labeled. And you buy into your own labels. I had two older brothers, and they were both in those days curriculum one, smart kids. I was curriculum two. My label was, you're a hardworking guy. You know, I got B's and C's. They got A's and B's without even trying. So that was my label. That's how I saw myself, and how you see yourself defines where you go naturally. So I went back to Northeastern just to back up a bit after getting out of the Air Force, after getting my medical discharge. My sophomore year, I met a fellow named Dave Whitney, and we were sitting outside on the quad. People are throwing frisbees around, having a great time. And Dave was a straight A student. And here I was, my first year, I got B's and C's and worked my tail off to do it. So I said to him, Dave, you know, I've been with you now for a couple of weeks. I said, you're getting straight A's and I get B's and C's and you don't seem to be all that much smarter than me. No offense. And he looked at me and he says, you know, I'm a lot smarter than you and I'll tell you why. So he says, the reason I'm smarter than you is at the beginning of every term, I lay out my schedule with every hour I'm going to study for the entire trimester. And he said, if the teachers and professors don't have a syllabus, I insist on one. So while you guys are cramming for tests, I'm just reviewing. And he showed me his process. And that's when I fell in love with process, because for my next 4 years of college, I got straight A's. Straight A's. Now, I had to learn how to adapt to that new personality. I mean, it blew me away. You know, all of a sudden, when you get straight A's, when you get B's and C's, nobody wants, you know, nobody cares. You get straight A's, everybody's all over you. So that was how I learned about process. So when I did start business for myself, all I did was I looked at my sales process, the success I had with Mike out in California. I came back and said, you know, to make X amount of money, I need to make Y amount of sales. To make Y amount of sales, I need to make so many sales presentations. To make so many sales presentations, I have to make so many appointments. To make so many appointments, I have to make so many calls. So I had a formula. So it boiled down to making phone calls. And I set up a schedule where I'd go to, you know, Monday mornings I would make calls, Tuesday afternoons, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday morning. And I just knew if I made my 15, 20 phone calls, I was going to get my 4 or 5 appointments. And if I had that many appointments a week, back in those days, I would make, I forget what it was, you know, $36,000 a year if I made 3 sales a week. And if I made 4 sales a week, I'd make $48,000 a year, whatever it was. And that's how I started off. Because the only thing I could depend on was myself at that point in time. So
I have a question for you. Do you think those formulas still work in today's economy?
Oh, absolutely. And I get into that in the book, the transformation with regard to the impact of the internet. I think, frankly, the internet makes it a lot easier. Back in those days, we cold called on people, or I teach in the book how to generate. The interesting thing about my book, if I can pitch a bit, is that
I'm putting it on the screen here. It's called Success and Self-Discovery. I love this. I love the title. That's why I wanted to have you on the show, because it's so powerful.
Thank you. And so what I get into is not only an interesting story about things that we've discussed so far, how I learned how to get straight A's, how I learned the process of selling. And I can't overemphasize how much I learned from Michael Gerber. Mike and I sat across the table from each other. Mike was typing an old Selectric typewriter and giving me the sales presentation. We were going back and forth. I'd go into the field, make the pitch, get my ears beat in, or succeed, you know. And again, I got my ears beat in 7 out of 10 times, just like a baseball player fails to get a hit 7 out of 10 times. I'd go back and explain to Mike, would revise the presentation. I'd go out, pitch it, come back, and so on. And by the way, Mike told me at that point that he was going to create his company and write about the E-Myth. Brilliant guy, the best salesman I've ever seen in my life. And I share in the book what I learned watching Mike. I watched him make a sales presentation. I watched him handle objections masterfully and learn how to manage a sales territory and so forth. What I brought to the party from Fireman's Fund and my corporate experience, particularly in hiring salesmen in a small business, was I created a structure for them, an excellent presentation book, outlines, things that made them feel very secure, because there's a lot of insecurity in sales. And so that was what I brought to the party. And I put all this together when I created my own company. And it, like I said, it took off. Now, ultimately, the transformation I had to make was I didn't like sales management. And I wasn't good at it. And I wasn't good at it. And I get into describing this in the book. I wasn't good at it because it brought up too many interpersonal, you know, familial type things. And I got mixed up. I made the biggest mistake of my life. Instead of putting an outline together and writing down a job description specifically to hire a key man, I hired my brother. And I hired my brother on the assumption he'd be as enthusiastic as me about the company. And as it turns out, he wasn't. And we had problems and we had to part ways. And that was extremely painful. But, you know, you move ahead. And I was doing extremely well and had the opportunity. I was selected by the International Rotary Foundation to go to Korea as an ambassador. And at that point in time, I said, you know what? It's 6 weeks. I flew my wife, Peggy, out to Hawaii for 2 weeks. We had to do a little R&R in Maui. And so I took, you know, I was selected and I left. I had a terrific, able assistant, ran the company. The company did very well while I was gone. And I was able to get away and rediscover in part who I was. And I was conflicted because I was building the company in a way because my mom always wanted me to be like my wealthy uncle. And she was concerned that I was the class artist when I was a kid and had all these art skills. And she was concerned I'd become some bohemian freak and not work. And again, because I was 11 and that whole injunction about don't ever do anything to hurt me, I got trapped into that. And then so I was able to discover somewhat, I had a fascinating experience in Korea. If you can explain this to me, you'll be the first. I had a dream and we slept on the floor in many of the homes, in Korean homes, although there was one regional governor's house I slept in the same, I was told I slept in the same bed Richard Nixon slept in. I don't know for what that's worth. So we were dignitary, we were celebrities. So at any rate, I'm sleeping on the floor one night and I startled by this terrible dream. My son was 2 and a half at the time, cute, you know, handsome little boy. And I dreamt that he was disfigured with this terrible wine port, you know, disfigurement on his face. And the essence, and I thought about it, and I said, well, I love him anyway. The symbols, you know, whether he's beautiful, whatever it is, it's all about him and his and being inside. And it was a reaffirmation of what was really important to me, not business. At the time, I had a Porsche and I'm making fun. That wasn't what's important. What was important was how I felt and my family, my son, and so forth. Well, the next day, we were touring Korea. There were only four of us. And every new city we went to, you'd go up to the top of a mountain. There was a mountaintop, and up at the top of the mountain was a monastery. So I'm up at the monastery, and I leave the car, and I walk up, and I see a monk in the corner doing some gardening. The monk turns around and has the precise disfigurement I saw the night before. Precise disfigurement. Absolutely blew me away. I ended up chatting with this monk, turned out to be a female, and she was from Toronto and so forth. But I came back from Korea, and I said, you know, I've never been able to figure that one out. I mean, I had a dream that my son's face was disfigured terribly, and I concluded that it was okay. I love him anyway. And then the next day, I meet this person who has the precise disfigurement. So, anyway, for what that's worth.
Well, you know, I think that you know, of course, I'm sure you hadn't never dismissed that because you still think about it. But, you know, a lot of times, folks, we get messages from the other side. We get messages from our soul. We get messages from that universal presence that wants to guide us to the next level. And so, you know, I don't know if you studied with those monks at all after that, but that could have been something you would go, you know, I think I need to explore this a little more.
I did a great deal.
I know that experience has actually happened to me. So I've had a similar experience where I was meditating one day and all of a sudden this eagle came into, it just enveloped my body. And on the way down from Sacramento to San Diego, I saw seven eagles. I went into a bookstore and all the books were spine out. I pulled the first book out and the eagle was on the cover. It was called The Return of the Bird Tribes by Ken Carey. So that took me on a spiritual journey after I read that book and realized a lot about my own ventures, my own where I've come from, and that type of thing. So those things can happen to us, absolutely. And listen, I got to take another break. We're going to be right back. And you know, when we get back, Stephen, I want to take a deep dive into the book a little bit about some of the benefits that the audience will get as they read that book and they take a little deep dive into that. So we'll be right back.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at courage2change.us. That's courage2change.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now. CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working, The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Everybody wants a whiter smile because having white teeth projects confidence and attractiveness. Power Swabs is as easy as snap, swab, and smile. You'll notice 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days.
The thing I love about Power Swabs is the convenience. Break it open, just rub it on your teeth, and you're done.
So I noticed I have a lot more stains on the sides. So with the Power Swab, I was able to go in there and it really did work.
Just snap the stain out swab to remove stains from natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Then snap the whitening swab to whiten your teeth 6 shades in 7 days. With Power Swabs, there's no messy strips, trays, or lights.
Having shades lighter on my teeth in such a short period of time, it almost feels like cheating.
Try Power Swabs today and get 50% off your order. Plus, get a free quick stick pen and free shipping. Visit powerswabs.com or call the number on your screen.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Stephen Strom. He's a seasoned product publicist, a marketer, entrepreneur, and he has a new book out that we're going to take a little dive into right now. Stephen, what are the benefits? Let me go there. What are the benefits that the audience are going to receive as they take a deep dive into the book?
Well, first thing is, they're going to be entertained. I'm told it's a page turn. I got a text from a client that said, I ruined his Saturday because he had a lot of plans, but he got the book and couldn't put it down. So
yeah,
it's a page turn. It tells it's 22 chapters, various stories, some of which I've talked about a little bit on the show. They're going to see that the entrepreneurial road is not, you know, it's a highway that's littered with potholes, cracks, crevices, problems, challenges, betrayals, all kinds of things. But it's all good. It's all part of life. And part of my self-examination, which I talk about in the book, involved going up to a lighthouse in Gloucester, Massachusetts, sitting at a picture window and watching the ocean. And the ocean was stormy and terrible. It was snowing. It was raw. It was awful. By the afternoon, the sun shone. The shoreline was gorgeous. I went out for a beautiful run. And my point is that that's life. You know, life is highs and life is lows. And entrepreneurship is freedom. And what I hope people get out of the book is the fact that they too can do it. You have to be resilient. You have to be committed. And, you know, it's not easy. But what in a life that's worthwhile is easy? And it's great to be in the arena, to be out there and to be free and to be successful, not to have to work for some idiot, to be financially independent if you're fortunate enough to do well. And you do what you like. And there's no better way to spend your day, you know. And so I show people how to actually write a sales presentation. You know, my photographer came to me years ago. We've been working together for 25 years. And he's a photographer. And I learned, I said to him, how are you developing business? He said, what do you mean? I said, wait a minute, you've got to understand something. You are a businessman who happens to provide photography services. So until you understand that, you're not going to succeed as a photographer. And I taught him how to sell. I taught him how to manage a sales territory. I gave him some wonderful books to read, and I include 22 of those books, those titles in my book in the back. And the point is that if anybody's planning on being an entrepreneur, and they provide services of any type, they have to realize, first, they have to be a businessman. They have to be able to plan the time. They have to be able to plan the schedule. You can't provide a service or you can't sell a product if you haven't made a sale. So I teach people how to sell. I teach people how to publicize, because publicity is the best marketing tool that there is. It's the only way a company can be distinguished without having to spend a fortune on advertising. And so those are the things that are in the book. And I also, the final chapter is entitled Entrepreneurs, the Real American Heroes. And when I talk about that, I also in that chapter give ideas about how to choose a field. For example, if you're a hiker and you want to become an entrepreneur, if hiking is your hobby, well, then go online and research companies associated with hiking. There could be distributors, they could be manufacturers, they could be retailers. What better way than to spend your day talking to people who share your desire and your liking of hiking? And that could apply to anything, whether it's dresses, whether it's photography, whatever it is. Find a company that you want to work for that shares what you really desire and really like to do. You work, you learn their business, and then you go out on your own. And that's the evolution of it. But I talk about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's the evolution of it. I want to tell people, where can they get the book Success and Self-Discovery? Where can they get the book?
They can get the book at Amazon.com. It's available in paperback, and it's available for their Kindle. And we also have a website, smstroum@.com. But okay. Stroum. Strom.
Okay. Okay, let's say it again.
S-M-Strom, STROUM.com.
Strom, okay, STROUM. Okay,
correct.
So,
I put the U into confusion.
Yeah,
but it's available on Amazon.com with a very good description. And they can read the first two chapters for nothing. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, entrepreneurship is it's exploding around the world right now. I mean, literally exploding. You know, in this country, I think we had in the first quarter of this year, we had, I think, double the amount of applications for business for businesses than we did over the previous year. And it's taken off all over. Why do you think that is, Stephen?
Freedom. People want to be free to control their own lives. You know, that's the reason why. In fact, there was a study, and I bring this up in the book, done by the 95th Congress back in Jimmy Carter's day. And back in those days, 92% of all new jobs were created by small businesses. Today, that's only 64%, you know. So we need to have more small businesses. Small businesses, freedom. You know, small businesses build communities. Small businesses raise money for local charities. And, you know, small businesses take care of each other. You know, when I went to Korea, I had one of my key employee before I left. My key employee literally cried on my shoulders, told me that he was going to take care of my business while I was gone, not to worry about a thing. Well, when I got back, I got a call from a client. My client said, "Hey, what's going on with Charlie Fox? He just called me and tells me he knows all your costs and can do the same thing that you provide for half the price." I said, "You're kidding me." He says, "No, I wanted you to know about it." So naturally, Charlie Fox made an exit.
It happens. Wow. All right. Well, listen, man, I gotta close out our show here, but this has been fascinating, Stephen. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you taking the time with us.
It's been my pleasure, and I want to see more people go out there and start their own businesses.
I do too, my friend. Thank you so much. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today for the Voices of Courage show. Again, please let your family, friends, and would-be entrepreneurs, in this case, listen to the show and go get Stephen's book. That book will help to not only motivate you, but give you some of the key strategies that he's used, and most importantly, the mindset that he has had to create so much success in his life and the lives of so many. You know, as Stephen discussed, you know, entrepreneurship can be challenging, but it can be very rewarding for you. And what does it take to step into entrepreneurship? What's the first thing you need to do? Well, of course, you have to have a dream. You have to have a vision. And the second thing, I believe you have to have a noble purpose. And third, this is the most important, I believe. You have to step into courage. Courage is the key to your success. And courage is like building a muscle. You know, you go out and you do something that you haven't done before. And you do that maybe for 7 days in a row. That'll start building your courage. You ask questions like, if I were courageous, what are the first three things that I should do today to become an entrepreneur, right? If I were courageous, what are the first three steps I could take today to become an entrepreneur? You ask powerful questions. And then you know, we all have to give or give up something to be an entrepreneur, to really have our dreams come true. Sometimes it feels difficult at first. I know when I started my first business, I had to give up a beautiful car that my dad said, "Well, listen, you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to go out and buy a service truck. You're going to have to sell that car." And I thought, you know, Dad, that's words of wisdom. I'll get a beautiful car after I make my fortune, which I did, of course. So, you know, we have to give and give up things. And most importantly, it's consistency. You know, it's that commitment. Consistency along with commitment, providence moves. Consistency and commitment, providence moves. With providence, people, places, and things, everything you need to take your business to the next level. So until next time, I hope you will continue to and look for ways that you can see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then do the impossible.